What's happening, guys? It's Adam here. Just a quick word from our sponsors before we kick off today's episode. That is beer52.com. Beer52 is the UK's most popular craft beer discovery club. They're number one, baby. And they'll send you some amazing beers every month, and you can rate and review them via their website to earn points and rewards. Now, every month's beers that you get sent will have a brand new theme. Past themes have been the beers of Germany, California, Belgium, Korea, New Zealand, South Africa, and many, many more. And they've kindly given our listeners an exclusive offer. You'll get a free case of 8 beers, an award-winning beer magazine, and a tasty snack the second you sign up. They'll send them out in the post to you. And you can't catch Corona from the post. All you have to do is pay a few quid for the delivery, and you can cancel or pause your membership at any time. Sign up now at beer52.com/word. That's our exclusive link. That's beer52.com/WORD. You'll claim your free case of beer, and for every person that signs up via that link only, they slide us a little bit of money. That supports the podcast. It helps us out. It's win-win. So do us a favour, pause the pod here, go and do that now, and then enjoy the episode. Nice one. See you in a bit.
Fucking did it in one take, bro.
Yeah, man.
Okie dokie, piggy the pokey. Good morning, job seekers.
Oh my God. Okay, it's happening.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Have you never seen me before? Upset me, nasty bitch.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Disgusting.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel like podcasting. Two mics, two lids, and a lot of time on their hands. This is Have a Word. Shut down dailies. Let's get through this mess together.
We're in, lad. Welcome fucking back, mate.
We're in and we're fucking off.
I'm in a much better mood today, you know.
Well, I am fucking fuming. Not happy really? Today. This is 32 minutes and then I'm fucking gone. I'm in a great mood, but I feel like a kid who, you know, at school when the squatty kid fucked up and had to use a lie that all the never did any work kids used. That is how I feel today. I'm really well prepped for every episode, sorted out all the curation for my bit, and I have thrown away the bits I needed, and I have the two bits of paper that I meant to fucking throw away. So I feel like the nervy geeky kid is like, sure, I've genuinely done the work, but I haven't brought it. Oh, a likely story, Nightingale. A likely fucking story.
You want to just go and print it off?
It's all... No. The amount of faff... Mate, we'd have to stop everything. I'd have to come out of the Zoom. I'd have to literally stop the episode to print it off. So this middle section, if it sounds a bit like I'm freewheeling the fucking Would You Rathers... It's fine. They're on my phone. I just like being prepared. That's how I feel. Yeah. I never print it off.
I have my Zoom on my laptop, and then I have another tab open with my Google Doc, which is me prep for the day. You should do that.
Yeah.
I'll teach you how to use technology, Granddad. It's like having a notebook, but on a screen.
But we're moving and with pictures and everything. Oh, I'm going to be that guy, aren't I? I'm actually going to be that guy.
I don't want to be too excited, but I'm really excited for tomorrow's episode, the boozy one. I'm been counting the days, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
I'm annoyed that I didn't set up the bit. I haven't sent off for my Beer 52 because I really think... By the way, thank you to everyone who signed up for the beer52.com. We knew some people would. We knew the people that listen to this podcast like to fucking drink. But the apps, I don't know if it's just because the offer sounded amazing or if you're trying to support us or if it's a combo of the two, but we've been a bit blown away by that. Yesterday, we finished the podcast early. Then Adam basically emailed Beer52 and they were like, lads, brilliant, we've had loads of sign-ups. And it fucking made my afternoon. I was so I'm a bit gutted. So thank you to everyone who's done that. And if you want to do that, Adam, how can the good listeners of Have A Word do that?
They can go to beer52.com/word. That's beer52.com/WORD. When I got the email back yesterday from them and we found out how many people had signed up, it was about double what I was hoping for, to be honest with you. I expected about half of what we got. And you've got no idea how much that you supporting our sponsors means that they'll keep sponsoring us. And please do that with the others as well. Trans Alloy Wheels, which obviously started yesterday, they're a new sponsor, and Vauxhall Comedy Club. I know you hear about them on every episode and it becomes sort of just part of the episode. If you don't mind, go and find them on social media and follow them and let them know that we're the ones who sent you, because they're more likely to come back. And I know this sounds stupid, but if you do that, they're literally giving us free money to help support making this podcast. And it doesn't take long for you to go and just click follow or click like on their Facebook pages. If you do that for us, it's a massive help. And the amount of people who've signed up to Beer 52 means that me and Dan go and get drunk tomorrow. We gonna be in a good mood, baby.
Yeah.
You and got pissed yesterday, didn't you?
And then the week I was so chuffed about that Beer 52. I was like, oh my God, I'm having a beer. And I've not been boozing loads, but I was just in such a good mood. The sun was baking. Oh, it was brilliant. I mowed the front lawn. This is how much of a good mood it was. I mowed my neighbour's front lawn. I was like, do you know what? My listeners are sorting us out, mate. Fucking, we've got some of the most supportive alcoholic listeners in the fucking game. And I mowed it. He was like, oh, thanks for that, Dan. I was like, don't worry. Don't touch me, but don't worry. That's on me, that. I've not given you fucking grass corona. But
well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Tomorrow we're going for it. We're having a bevy.
What's mad with the Beer 52 thing as well is people know that you can sign up for free. You pay the postage and packaging on your first thing. You sign up for free. They send you 8 beers. And then if you want, you can cancel your subscription so that you don't get charged like a monthly thing. So many people have messaged us and said, mate, I love these beers so much. I'm staying as a subscriber to Beer 52. They're fully on board with their... We've actually got Beer 52, some proper customers.
Yeah, and that's great. I'm going to get it next week, so... The lockdown lock-in, which we're going to do on Saturdays, I will have the Beer 52 stuff for next week.
I've already drank all of mine.
Right, well, can I have another? And if you're thinking, guys...
The only one I haven't drank is a stout, because I'm not really a stout man.
And if you're listening to the pod going, guys, how many fucking adverts do you get? I reckon we're at the limit of how many adverts. We'll move adverts in before we move adverts out. You know, out and in. And we're not just going to have 25 minutes of fucking adverts, and there's a point where
three's the limit. Every episode from now on we'll probably have 3 adverts on, and it'll chop and change who they are. But whoever becomes a sponsor of the Have a Word podcast, if you could just do us a favor and support them, even in a small way, by liking their Facebook page and letting them know we're the ones who sent you, it helps us massively.
And also, I mean, I've been listening to Rogan for years, and he sometimes has 8, 9, 10 minutes of adverts and fully wordy reads. Like, we're trying to get it ours in without bugging you. Do you know what I mean? There's music underneath, there's a bed underneath, it's in, it's out, and before you know it, there's an African lady going, okay, dickheads, let's crack on. You know, we're trying to make it as least offensive as possible. I had a haircut for the first time since 2007, about 3 hours ago.
What?
Yeah. My I've just been letting my hair grow because it's just like, oh, fuck it.
God, haven't got any hair?
No, I mean, you know, when you're a baldy, you can't grow proper hair, but you can grow the awful start of a Bobby Charlton if you want. If you don't clip your hair, it starts growing what you're going to look like a monk. You're going to look like that weirdy pedo guy.
I thought you were just like bald. I thought you had no hair grow.
You thought it was like alopecia.
I thought it was,
Yeah, we can't all be a fucking little woolly mammoth like you.
ain't good this beard though,
Oh, mate, you're starting to look wild. Anyway, I was just clocking it, that awful look. And he woke up this morning. Sam is a hairdresser. My brother-in-law's a hairdresser. And he's staying with us. And he woke up and he was like, I just want to do someone's hair. So he's getting the same, like, withdrawal symptoms that we're getting from comedy. So just to make him feel better, Laura's like, I've already had 2 trims, and he's she's like, I'm gonna run out of fucking hair. So
there
I was like,
some cunt who usually works in accounts is just like, I need a spreadsheet.
Just someone let me do.
I need a profit and loss column.
It was so funny. He sat me down, and I was like, this feels so fucking weird because I've just been clipping my own head for 15 fucking years. And he was like, all right, okay, is that, how'd you like that? I was like, yeah, it's not like you stylized it. You've just made me, I'm still bald. You've just made me look less pedophilic by clipping it. And if you listen to this going, no, I'm a bit thin on top, but I do grow it out on the back and sides. Defo don't though. It's not good.
Stop hair shaming people.
No, I'm allowed to. That's like when black people slag off black people. And if you're white, if you're white and you're like, yeah, that black person, I was like, whoa, 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 hey, hey, fucking, no, that's not allowed. I'm a baldy. I'm allowed to call out other baldies. You hairies, you've got to keep your fucking mouth shut. This is not your conversation. It is my right to be like, that bald cunt's a pedo. Oh, that's really offensive. Oh, hang on, I didn't realise you were. I take my hat off. I'm like, I'm allowed to say it.
You know what I'm proud of myself for? I'm starting to get to the point where when Jade does something that pisses me off, I've managed a little system in my own brain where I just let it go, and I just don't have an argument.
What?
Just release. Like when Jade does something that winds me up, now I take a second, I swallow it, and go, doesn't matter though, does it? And I let it go.
Oh yeah, my God, Adam, can I just tell
it's
you
like
what
feels then?
Can I just tell you
tell
what you've been
this
through?
Salad stuff.
I'm going to tell you what you've just been through. You've been through the relationship equivalent of the montage in Lion King. You have just gone from baby Simba, you've just Hakuna Matata'd your whole fucking relationship, and now, my son, you're like a teenage Simba. You're like an older adult, full grown Simba. Hakuna Matata.
No worries.
That every married man just listened to that and went, yes, dickhead, that is the future. That is how you've got to do it. Otherwise, you end up binning them off. That is Hakuna Matata.
Do you know what happened earlier that made me notice that I've done it? Right. So I was watching. Do you know the famous.
Go on, I'm just going to give everyone a. Because you're telling us a story, but I want to let everyone. Go on, tell us a story.
You know the famous video of Chris Kamara on Sky Sports News?
Yes, mate, I've been watching it.
Yeah, when someone gets sent off and they're like, who's been sent off at Portsmouth? And he goes, Asda?
I don't know, Jeff.
Right, you know that video?
Yeah.
Right, I watched it earlier and I went, have you ever seen this? And she went, yeah, I showed you it. And I went, you didn't. She went, no, I did. I remember showing you it like 6 months ago and you'd never seen it. I was like, no, I had. And she went, no, I showed you it. Now she does this all the time, right? And you know what? I was ready to strangle her.
Right.
I was ready to go for her and be like, I'm one of the biggest football fans. It's one of the most famous football clips in the fucking world.
What's going on?
And I'm getting texts from Jade because she can hear me from the next room.
Ping! Shut up, you cunt! Ping! Jade!
She sat to me going, I did show you it! I fucking did show you it! She thinks she showed me it. And what I did was, instead of like kicking off and being like,
she's doing it again.
You're in fucking trouble when you're done.
I don't know, Jeff. And I did it. Oh, I saw him go off. I thought he'd been substituting.
No, Dan.
Use your fingers, Dan, and count how many players are on the pitch, Adam.
And instead of being like, I obviously have seen this. I'm a football fan. I watch Sky Sports every fucking week, you lunatic. I just went, okay, cool. Just let it go. And I thought there was not going to be a fight. I thought it'd get out of it. But it turns out what she said. You want me to read these texts? I can hear you, you little twat. I quoted it once and you didn't recognize it. So I showed you it. I'll strangle you. You're in fucking trouble when you're done. I'm not saying you never saw it before. If you actually listened to me, you'd have heard that I said you didn't remember the quote when I said it. So I showed you it. And what I quoted, and you were like, oh yeah, I have seen it. Twat. That's not what she said earlier. But anyway.
I think you've regressed now. You've regressed because reading that out loudly while she can clearly hear you, you've lost a little bit of Hakuna Matata. You're back to like, I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, another one. Here we go. Yes, it fucking was. If you cleaned your ears once in a while, you'd understand, you scruff.
Oh my God, now we've gone right back.
The thing is now, what's really funny is I'm still quite zen and happy. She's in that room raging right now. She's fuming.
She's
got
scared.
Roughly an hour in which to calm down, and then I'll go and speak to her. But I'm just happy anyway. There won't be an argument because I don't care enough.
Texas Chili, mate, is it Texas Chili Bean or is it Jilly Bean in Texas that listens to us? Jilly, she will Jill, not. Yeah. If you are a Texans fan, if you live in Houston, if you like NFL and a bit, you've not seen the Chris Kamara not getting the score. So if you're like, oh my God, I don't know what this is. Let me tell you, it is the weird thing that Sky Sports do, because they're not actually allowed to show the coverage of the games. At 3 p.m. on a Saturday in this country, you're not allowed to show football. It's an old law where you can show football any other fucking time apart from at 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And it was because the league didn't want people to not go to the fixtures at 3 p.m. on a Saturday. So they put former players in the stands, point the camera at them and not the pitch. And they've got to be like, oh, you're cutting to us here. And it's a great game, Jeff. So-and-so scored a fucking blinder. And this game, Chris Kamara, who is a fucking old school 80s legend, he still got a perm tash. Everyone loves Cammy. You've got to love Cammy. A little bit overexposed, but still lovely. He literally missed a red card, one of the most integral bits of a fucking game. And he's just so likable. He's like, did it, Jeff? Did you get sent out? Oh, it's fucking brilliant. I don't know why I've watched that twice this week. Why is everyone watching that in shutdown?
Because it's a classic. It's like watching your favourite episode of Friends.
The Prime Minister's in intensive care, and I'm like, yeah, fuck that. What about when Cammy missed that Blackburn Pompey game?
He's not in intensive care anymore.
He's out.
He's out of intensive care, which, you know, just leads into the conspiracy that he wasn't even that sick in the first place.
Do you know what? I realised when I nearly lost him that I've loved him all along. I just think he's a great Prime Minister. He's a leader of this country.
You're going to take that back, or we're never doing another episode
again.
He's
a fucking... And he's just been a sort of joke figure to me, but now, because we nearly lost him, I think I know what I had, and he's just such charismatic. You know, he's funny, isn't he? And he's likeable, you know? Your fucking face. Oh, God.
Anyway. Sarcasm's hard to get across on a podcast, Dan.
On a fucking Zoom. On a Zoom.
That you're talking shit. Oh. I'm actually glad that he's back out, so we can go back to calling him a fucking horrible Tory cunt again. You know what I mean? Now that he's back out, we can be honest about him.
Yeah, when he's in intensive care and his missus is pregnant with a child, you're like, oh God, I don't really. Ooh, now he's out of intensive care. You're like, ah, fuck him, the big bald blonde prick. Bald? Not bald. He's blonde. He's really hairy bastard.
You can call him bald if you want, though.
I think he is,
It's like when black people call white people the N-word, innit? Because they're like mates with them.
What?
Like, a black person might call you his N-word. You can call Boris Johnson your baldy, but I can't do that.
We are so far down the rabbit hole of this analogy that it's not as good unless I'm singing Lion King songs while you're talking about your own relationship.
I just can't wait to be king.
Anyway, he's out. He's out, so we can go back to calling him a bell end.
Yeah.
Is that the rule? Is that the rule? If you're in intensive care, you can't get called a bell end.
Yeah, it's like when someone dies and they become a better person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When Michael Jackson died, his albums went through the roof again, even though for a while he'd been considered a paedophile. But for a while, like after he died, he was like, ah, it's fine.
I think he's a really bad example because everyone was like, isn't he? He is a pedo, though, isn't he? He's definitely a pedo. Like, didn't he get more stick?
People bought his shit. And everyone was like the week he died, people were still like, do you know what? He was a flawed human, but at least he was a good musician. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
Or like, in Liverpool, definitely a pedo, we have like a gang problem in Liverpool, don't we? And like someone will get like shot or stabbed in the gang warfare.
Right.
And then they'll do a feature on him in a Liverpool Echo. Like, he was such a nice guy, valued member of the community, and we're going to miss him. And then next to the article, there's a photo of him like wheeling a motorbike in his mum's kitchen with a balaclava on. And you're like, hang on a fucking minute.
Wouldn't it be great if every time they had those people just saying like the same shitty fucking copy and paste nice things about him when he was clearly a bit of a quendo, if they were like, yeah, we have three or four of them and then we have an honest one from someone who wasn't that keen on him. Like, I think he was a great son and he was a great nephew and he was a great big brother.
And then the fourth person's
like, he's an angry little shit. He was EDL, wasn't he? Racist little fucking toe rag. And he had a dump valve, the fucking cunt. There's nothing worse than a loud racist shit house. That'd be brilliant.
Hey, This is a question for you. Did you, in Preston and wherever you've lived since, do you know what Mischief Night is? Do you know what Mizzy Night is?
Mischief Night. Mizzy you know Night.
Mizzy Night, yeah.
Is it something to do with Halloween?
Not exactly.
Right, go on.
So it's the night before Halloween.
Right.
And it's a night of mischief. And right. It's a scouse thing. Yeah. I think it's now spread to other cities, but it started in Liverpool as far as I'm aware.
Like a virus.
And basically kids go around being little cunts for a night. So like they'll egg your windows. Right. They'll throw an egg at your window.
Yeah.
So like in Liverpool on Mischief Night, you walk around like the council estates and you'll see people putting cling film like all over every one of the windows so that the next day they can just go and peel the whole thing off and all the eggs come with it.
It is. What you've just described to me is the most budget fucking Poundland purge I have ever heard. That was the most working class purge, British purge. Like, yeah, in America, the film is like they've got metal lockers and they all go out murdering each other. In Merseyside, it's just a bit of cling film and some dickheads throwing eggs. Yeah.
But like, sometimes they'll like mix an egg with some flour and throw it at you in there and it gets all sticky and shit. It's a proper thing, like. And like, it's just accepted.
And then last year, nine people got shot. the Noggy Dogs really took it up. Fucking last year, they took Mischief Night up. Darren, put the machine gun away. No, it's Mischief Night, Mum. Right. Well, just one clip. I swear to God, one clip. You don't need two clips on Mischief Night. Put it away. Just three guns and one knife. I've told you about this. Fucking, it's going to escalate. You know, yesterday, when I was saying, Chester's a bit meek and mild, Liverpool's got an edge, and you were like, oh, that's fucking disgusting. I can't believe you're saying that about Liverpool. Have you heard of Mizzy Night? Not in Chester, mate. Not in Chester.
I'm going to bring it to Chester. I'm doing Mizzy Night in Chester this year.
Is that the same night as Shakespeare in the Park? I'm not sure. It might be. Might be different nights. Mischief Night is when Shakespeare in the Park's at Chester and someone leaves a 2-star on fucking TripAdvisor. I thought the lighting was dreadful.
Yeah, my mum never used to let me join in with Mischief Night. She used to be like, that's for little bastards, that. It's for bastards. You can't be fucking throwing eggs. People have got to go and clean them the next day. Life's hard enough as it is without having to clean eggs off your window. So I used to have to pretend I was just going out for a game of footy. And then we get Tony the Smackhead to go and get us 6 eggs.
He also did he did perishables. Mods on 2020, loads of hooch, blue wicked, also, can you get us some eggs? Not free range, just the cheap shit.
I'm not even messing though. Like in the build up to Mischief Night, shops in Liverpool won't sell eggs to like teenagers. But, like you have to get your mum to go and get your eggs for your Mischief Night.
What's
like,
the worst?
Parents would buy their children their eggs for Mischief Night because
scumbags
give them to kids.
Fucking they're the parents who are currently like, well, I don't know, where little dad and us. Yeah, he's probably at the park with all his mates. Why wouldn't he be? Because there's a fucking pandemic on, mate.
You're misunderstanding. This is like everyone gets involved in this. No, this is not like just scumbag parents. There's normal parents who are like, look, I know it's not ideal, but he's going to get his eggs. It's like when you get to a certain age when they're like,
I want to be the
house.
One buying the eggs.
Yeah. Look, at least if I buy his eggs, I know he's only got 12. If he gets Tony the Smackhead to go, he only sells them in batches of 24. Now, I can't have him having 24 eggs. He's just going to have 12. I need to know that the eggs he's using are in date and from a reputable supplier, okay? So I'm going to buy his eggs for them the same way I'm going to buy his Smirnoff ice.
What's the worst story from Mizzy Night you ever heard? So fucking Liverpool. What's the worst Mischief Night story you ever heard? I'm hoping this is going to be comical and not like, oh yeah, when that fucking whole class of kids got killed. What?
No, it's not quite that bad. There was like a lad by ours who was like really hard, like you wouldn't fuck with him.
Go on, tell me about him.
He's just, I'm not going to say his name.
Because you're still scared of him.
Like Voldemort. You're not going to just say Candyman 3 times, mate.
But I remember Gav. Do you remember Gav Webster's bit about that? About I remember all me mates when I was growing up: Gazza, Wazza, Spazza, and Dave, because he was hard. The hard guy never had a nickname. He just had his own name because he'd fucking twat you. Go on,
you'd never do anything to him, but a load of lads egged his house on Mischief Night because like it was like everyone was like, we'll do his house because we've all got our hoods up, could be anyone. It's Mischief Night, innit? Finally get revenge from him being a little fucking rat, being a bully, winding everyone up. He found out absolutely everyone who did it and went and bricked all their houses. So he got a few eggs and he just smashed everyone's window.
He was literally behind his fucking cellophane windows. He was just like, I have a very special set of skills and I will find you. And I'll fucking break your house. Oh, that is amazing. That's like, again, it's like so fucking working class, but it's basically Taken. Oh, it's phenomenal. He found everyone's name and then 4 years later, they all ended up in the fucking maze.
Less like Taken and more like, have you seen Dead Man's Shoes?
Yeah.
The Shane Meadows film.
Oh, what a film.
Yeah, one of the best British films of all time, I think.
Oh, it's so bleak, that film.
Like, defo a top five. But you know, like, he goes round and he's sort of getting everyone back one by one. That's what it was like.
By the way, Dead Man's Shoes, there's a twist in it, and it'd be an awful cunt spoiler. But you watch some twists and you go,
why would you say there's a twist in it? That's a spoiler enough.
Oh, my God. And that twist makes you go, oh, God, I feel so sad inside.
No, you've already ruined it for people.
Oh, you're right. A Shane Meadows film from 2007. Oh, yeah, sorry.
You can't say there's a twist in it because then people are going to watch the whole film going, when's the twist coming? Maybe. The whole point of a twist is that you don't see it coming.
Maybe I'm talking about a lollipop. It's a British film, but there's also British lollipops in it. There's a twist in it.
I'm fuming with you. Don't ever do that again.
What are you going to do to me? Mizzy Night's not for ages and we're on fucking Zoom. What are you going to do? Egg the fucking laptop? I'm going to egg your fucking laptop. It's your laptop, dickhead. I can't believe they egged the hard cunt's house and you're not even saying his name. How many years ago was this? Was this like 12 years ago and you're still shitting it just in case he comes around?
Well, more like 18 years ago.
Go on, say his name.
He's been in prison for murder and everything.
What?
He's been in prison for murder. He's back out now.
He's back out.
Oh, he's back out. He knocked down to like voluntary manslaughter or something and he's back out, but yeah.
Why did they knock it down to voluntary manslaughter? Because they found out his house got egged. His house got
egged. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
We're on dodgy ground here, Daniel.
Oh, really?
Do you want him to come and murder both of us?
It'd be a fucking great twist. Let's crack on with this audio bollocks. I'd like to tell you about Trans Alloy Wheels Limited. Alloy wheel refurbishments, car bodywork and customization services in Leeds and throughout West Yorkshire. We are a well-trusted family-run business doing work for major companies such as Arnold Clark and Direct Line. We are passionate about our work. We thrive on perfection. This is a quote from a happy customer. Trans Alloy Wheels, and I'm deadly serious when I say it, it's the best finish I've ever seen on a set of wheels. Their attention to detail is commendable. We add value to your car at low cost with specialist trained technicians and the latest tech and experience. Using the same factory manufacturing techniques as the biggest car companies, we can repair the wheels as new finish. If you can't afford a new car because of the Rona, come and have your wheels colour changed or refurbed. All Have A Word listeners will receive 25% off everything we do. And what we offer is powder coating, diamond cutting, painting, new tyres, acid stripping and shot blasting, tyre fitting and removal, well crack repairs and buckles, car body repairs, pickup delivery service and insurance work. We've got a 4.7 on the old Google review, we've got 5-star Facebook reviews. Find us on Facebook, Insta, or online. That is Trans Alloy Wheels Limited. Thank you.
Okay, boys, let's do another feature already.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young.
Forever young.
Do you really wanna live forever?
Do you wanna live forever if you got the option?
Oh. Oh. I don't know why I turned into the woman from fucking Gavin and Stacey. Oh, excellent question. Oh, excellent question. Oh, talking about that, we've got to get our accents together. Jilly Bean in Texas wants us to do Houston. Someone has asked for... We're going to need to compile it. We need to compile our list, and we're going to do it right at the end when we're most drunk on the drinking podcast.
Okay, cool.
Note to selves. write some fucking accents down because I'm bringing.
I've got a few ready.
Have you?
I've been practicing on Jade.
You've been practicing on Jade.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Karen? Right. Do I want to live forever? Honestly, at this point, if I got stuck with the body I have got now, I'd be pretty fucking gutted. I don't want to be tubbing this round for age, which is fine because it's better than it's going to be in 10 years. However, in 10 years, everyone's going to be like, is that cunt nearly 50? Why does he look like that? He's looked exactly the same. You know, if you'd vampire it and you stay the same age as you are forever, I mean, at 23, I knew jack shit, but what? I look so good at 23. That's when
Can you put a photo of you at 23 on Twitter?
It's a beautiful little bisexual peacock. I was going to nightclubs. I dyed my
hair. Were you bisexual when you were younger?
No, but I looked it.
Oh, right.
And who cares? You're 23. I'm like, oh my God. And like, we used to go clubbing and like gay
have
men
had touched another man's dick.
Gay men had you know we're doing it on Zoom. If you keep asking questions that aggressively, we're going to keep it. The shutdown will have ended. Like, why are they still doing it over Zoom?
Stop
the fucking episodes.
Acting like a politician. Answer the question. No, have you ever touched another man's dick?
Well, no, I haven't touched them. When would I have touched another man's dick?
Such the worst answer, innit?
So I'm not the one you want.
No.
So, I mean, does it count with your mouth?
What? What'd you say?
Describe touching. Not with hands. I'd get dick on me, but I mean, obviously, does touch.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're saying you've sucked a dick, but you haven't handied it.
I was just trying to do lols because I really felt like it was a witch trial. Have you sucked a dick? You can't handle the dick. Yeah, I remember going clubbing when I was 23 and like men had flirted with you and you'd be like, oh God, get away. And now I'd be chuffed if a man flirted with
me.
What are you doing?
On top of accents.
These are my truths.
Some impressions as well because I want to do Jack Nicholson.
We've heard you, Jack Nicholson. Oh, no, we've not. We've heard you, Christopher Walken.
Yeah, now we won't do Christopher Walken tomorrow. People hear it. It was good, but people don't want to hear it again. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's got to be fresh. No Mike Tyson. No Christopher Walken.
Walken. both right. Watch.
No, if you live forever, you age. So you'd be like 1,000 years old, but you'd have 1,000-year-old body.
No, that's ridiculous. You don't even know how to play this game. You don't. You stay the same. That's lovely. Seriously, I take this. After yesterday when you were like, it doesn't matter, they're ghosts. That's taking this seriously. That if you're gonna live forever, you can't age because 1,000, you're just gonna be like a fucking dried husk, like brr. You know when you put a packet, a crisp packet in the oven by accident, brr, not by accident. Do you ever do that as a kid? Put a crisp packet in the oven and it literally shrinks it perfectly.
No,
have you never seen that?
What
have I had?
What? For what purpose?
I think my mum did it as like arts and crafts. She was like, just to keep us entertained one day. How fucking counsel's that?
How fucking boring was your house? Right, yeah. Come on, kid. No, put your PlayStation down. We're going to go to the oven and puck this packet.
Yeah, but this was
in
a while ago, wasn't it? This was the 40s. The war was on rationing. I think if you put an empty packet of crisps in the oven, it's not too hot. I think it shrinks perfectly and you just get like a mini little... I think that's what you'd look like as 1,000-year-old. Just be like, you'd just be like a drag. You don't want that. Then I take life and death and die whenever I die. But if I get to live forever from this point on, yeah, I'd take it. Fuck it.
You get to stay like that. You don't get bored.
Well, it'd be
really... You get bored in like 700 years or something.
Also, how long could you get away with it? Like, if you were born in sort of like 1900 and you were like, right, you live forever. I mean, they basically only worked out IDs and proper passports about 8 years ago. You can get away with it now. They'd be like,
you reckon Keanu Reeves has been around for a few hundred years, don't he? There's like
what?
There's like pictures of Keanu Reeves from like the 1700s.
Now, you know why I don't like conspiracy theories, but if they're gonna look that stupid, I'm all in. That's phenomenal.
The World Towers, that was at the World Trade Center. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Keanu Reeves is 312. Brilliant. Fucking moron.
I'm not even making this up.
Oh, good.
Do you not? Have you not seen it? But yeah, he's been around for day since day.
But you're a silly person. You're a very silly person. Would you want to live forever? Would you? It'll fuck you up though, Adam. Because in 10 years, everyone like, is he not aging? He's done really well in comedy. You couldn't get famous because...
Tell people. What? Just tell people. I live forever. I'm invincible.
You would be poked and prodded.
What do you mean?
It'd be awful. You need to keep it secret. Like vampires keep it secret. Otherwise, you'd be hunted and what? You'd be put
like
in
like vampires keep it secret?
Yeah.
You think there's vampires running around and they've just kept it a secret? You think vampires are real?
No, but in the game, vampires keep a low profile, don't they? If you live forever, you can't have people know when you live forever because you're just going to be get scientific testing on you. You're just going to become... No, you're going to be like
super public. We live in the age of social media. I'm a
hi guys. Still 28. That gets so fucking boring.
Yeah, but people would know if I just fucking disappeared for government experiments.
Oh, my children have died of old age, but I'm still doing Insta Live. My dog's dead. Jade's dead. Dan's really dead. He died about 2 years after because he's so old. Oh, hi guys. It's me again. It's boring. People get fucking... This is like the hypothetical of would you rather fly at 10 miles an hour or run at 100? There's no fucking advantage to flying at 10 miles an hour. You're just a slow, boring flyer.
What are you talking about? I won that one. Everyone online said they'd rather fly.
Everyone doesn't see the fucking long game. Everyone sees, oh, fucking fly. And then the American government are going to get hold of you and you're going to be in Area 51 getting fucking deep probes. It's going to be like me clubbing when I was 23, like, oh, guys, stop it.
The American government haven't got the power to shut down my Instagram.
What? Instagram that's owned by an American company? Fucking hell. Who's the conspiracy theorist now, dickface?
Twitter, then.
It's going to be you and Keanu Reeves getting fucking prodded.
But there you go. They haven't done it to Keanu Reeves. He's fucking... He's famous. He's an actor. They've gone, go on, Keanu, lad. We know you're 418, but just go and make The Matrix Reloaded.
That is the most American fucking... That's the Scouse Pentagon ever. All right, lad. It's us, the fucking CIA. All right.
There's genuinely people who've said, like, in The Matrix, it's not even like he's... It's not CGI. He's stopping the bullets in there. He's got powers, Keanu Reeves.
You're honestly... You've gone from yesterday shutting down the silliness to now being the most silly person I've ever heard.
You're gonna be blown away when you Google that after the show. You're gonna be like, what? He's right.
Would you not I'd hate to live forever? It'd be bad though, wouldn't it? Like right now.
I reckon I'd get bored in a couple of hundred years, like.
Yeah. You've got bored in 10 days of a shutdown, so I imagine eternity's gonna get pretty tiresome.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're bored within 2 weeks within a house. But, like, if you live forever, then the world's your house, innit? It's just a slightly bigger house. And eventually you're going to see everything, so you're going to be bored.
The world is your slightly bigger house. That's actually pretty philosophical.
But, like, if you live forever, you're going to see everything, aren't you? You're going to, like, go to Fiji and that. And then you're done.
Oh, fucking Madagascar. Again. Oh my god. Adam, yeah, just a film. I meant the actual island. What's Adam done with eternity? Well, the year is 2358 and he's watched Madagascar fucking more than anyone in human history. Oh, fucking hell.
Have you got anything for this middle section?
I mean, you've just given us one. That was a phenomenal one. Let me check my pieces of paper. No, I've got jack shit. Can find a would you rather if you want. I'm really disappointed because there was Harry Robinson sent some really good ones and I had them on fucking paper and everything.
Just go to the email and search Harry Robinson.
I delete them.
Why would you do that, you fucking psychopath?
I like an order. I like an order to everything.
Stop deleting shit, you fucking pain in the ass.
No, because your fucking management of this Gmail is a mess. It's a shocking fucking insight into the lack of... Oh, this is the wrong email.
Is that your one?
I was like, well, this looks very ordered. Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Fucking dick.
Yeah, fucking dickhead. I'm just loading. Oh, Adam, I had a clear out of my internet. Have you ever done that? Like defrag the computer before? That's how bored I'm getting. I've started to clean up.
Clear out of your internet?
Well, not clean out. I've just like gone onto my laptop, had a good old fucking, have you ever done disk clean up and a good defrag, and I've put all old pictures onto a hard drive. I've got so bored in the shutdown now that I'm cleaning not just my house or my garden, I've started cleaning computers. Have you ever done that? Have you ever defragged?
No, I haven't.
Right, Harry Robinson, I'm taking a risk on you. It says, and this is why I'm asking the question, I haven't read this, it says, would you rather from a 9-year-old? And I'll be honest, if you've been listening to this podcast, I would not be surprised if this sinks in beautifully with the level of intelligence we've been fucking managing for the last 3 months. Hope you guys are doing well. This is from Harry Robinson. Cheers, Lert. Hope you guys are doing well. I have a 9-year-old brother called Oscar, and I always ask him the tame would you rathers from the podcast, and he gave me not like the horrific ones. Would you like to fuck your dad? Can you imagine asking that to a 9-year-old? Right, you're inside your dad, right, and then your mum comes in, and would you have to kill her with a knife? Oscar, stop crying. He's had nightmares again, Harry. Do you know why? No, Mum, no. He keeps saying something about lids. Would you rather... This is from Oscar, the 9-year-old. Would you rather let off the loudest fart every time you stood up, or have your thighs make a squeaky noise every time you walk? I fucking love it. I love it. Oscar, you little fucking legend. Would you rather let off the loudest fart every time you stood up, or have your thighs make a squeaky noise every time you walk?
I think I want the fart just to end business meetings with hilarity. Well, thank you, Mr. Smith. Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Adam. And yes, I look forward to reading your email. See you later. In a bit, lad.
Yeah, it's fine. This is where being a comedian works out so well, when there's like these hypotheticals. You're like, what about a job interview? Well, I do not plan to ever fucking be in one. So shit's gone wrong if I'm in a job interview.
But if this podcast keeps building and building, we might end up having some business meetings with some networks and stuff. That'd be funny for that.
And if if Netflix don't get the fart, if that Netflix don't think that's funny, then I don't know if I want to work with Netflix. Well, guys, it's amazing. You're going to be the first podcast we're going to do actually a comedy special for a podcast. Adam, Dan, thanks so much. We're excited. This is a huge opportunity, and we'll see you soon. Nice one. And if they're like, deal's off, I'm like, fuck you. We're going to HBO.
Oh, just on the subject there, because I sort of teased this last week. I have my comedy special in the edit at the minute. It's going to be called Club Comic, and it's going to be coming out very soon on my YouTube channel. So if you're not, I know we've got the Have a Weird YouTube channel, go and subscribe to that, but also subscribe to youtube.com/Adam Rowe Comedy. I've got a full length comedy special coming very, very soon. I'm very proud of it. Yeah, I made it myself. Exec produced it myself, directing it myself, all of it, and it's going on my YouTube channel with no backing. It'll be available for free. Go and watch it when it comes out.
And I've got a YouTube channel, and it's Dan Nightingale Comedy, but it's got a full special. It's just got some stand up from different places around the country.
You don't need to be a full special because you are a full special.
Thank you very much. Oh, Oscar, you fucking little ledge. What a ledge. What a dude.
I'm taking the fart. I think farts are funny. I think that's the undeniable truth, is that as a comedian, nothing is ever going to be funnier than a fart.
Also, just stand up less, you know? You just become lean into it. Just get lazy with it.
Take a fart one and get a wheelchair.
Oh my God, Adam, you're in a wheelchair. What is it? Are you disabled?
Are you disabled, Adam? Are you paralyzed? In a way.
I've got flatulence. Trying to take that to universal credit. I need disability allowance. Why? I've got chronic flatulence every time I stand up.
I can't get any jobs.
Oh yeah, I can't do squeaky legs. Oh, it'd be fucking horrible, that. Do you fancy a dead granddad story?
Always.
Never mind, would you rather? You're not going to top a 9-year-old's Colin Hagen has sent this in. Hi lads, gonna have to stop having the podcast on while I'm at work in the morning as I've nearly injured myself twice. Shout out to you, Colin Hagen. You've been getting in contact a lot. We appreciate you, bro. My granddad was a bit of a joker, had lots of injuries and illnesses throughout his life, so he wasn't easily fazed. Prisoner of war, captured after Normandy in his 20s, coma-induced accident at work in his 30s. Fucking nails, mate. Survived a shitload of fucking mizzy nights. Several heart attacks into old age. We were all asked to pay our respects around the hospital bed.
I just want to say, before we crack on, mizzy nights, old people's houses are always off limits. So, like, if someone was seen to be egging an old woman's house or an old fella's house, you'd just go and bang them. That was bang out of order. You don't do that to old people. It's not fair. They've got no one to clean the windows the next day. You don't do the old people. And if you do, you're going to get fucking jumped by everyone else.
Wow. There's fucking rules on mischief night, isn't there? Mischief to a point. It would have been bad if you were like the local nonce, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean? If you're like Weird Pete around the corner, that's not good, is it?
We didn't have a local nonce.
Did you not? Did you not like have a weird, you leave him alone, ignore him?
I think we got given a choice between a local nonce or Tony the Smackhead, and we went with Tony the Smackhead just because it was, you know, it opened up so much more possibilities for the local children.
We had a guy around the corner from us. He was just an angry old man that lived on his own, and obviously, you know, I don't know, it was sort of like hinted that he might have been a wrong'un, but he was a high-risk knock-a-door run, though, that fucker. If you really wanted some excitement on a boring afternoon, fucking hell, try knocking on that cunt's door on a Saturday afternoon.
We used to call it knock a door run. We used to just call it knock and run. We used to tie a little bit of white cotton or fishing line to someone's door knocker and just go and hide, and you just pull the wire and knock, so it ends up with them opening the door and like, where the fuck have they gone that quick? And then they literally stand behind the door and you knock and they open it immediately, but you're not there because it's just a little bit of wire.
Did you definitely do that? Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
All of us were just fucking stupid kids knocking up to a paedophile's door. That's the highest risk knock-a-door run in history. You're literally putting your head in the fucking tiger's mouth and you're there in a bush like pulling a little bit of fucking fishing line.
Yeah, just trying to wind the neighbours up to the max. They can't figure it out.
But not old.
How the fuck have they gone away that quick?
But not old people, because you had standards.
No, knock and run, we did the old people.
Right. Knock and run, is that what it's called? Not knock a door, run.
You just got egged at houses. That's nasty. Nasty bitch. Upset me.
Nasty bitch.
Char. Nasty bitch.
That's what Boris Johnson's going to be saying when he listens to this podcast. Like, oh, I was in a coma, in intensive care. Char, nasty bitch.
There wasn't a single photo of him in intensive care. I don't fucking believe it for a second, okay? I think it's fucking bullshit. I think he's just hiding because he's shit at his job.
All right, Adam, let's keep it light. Several heart attacks.
Several heart attacks for granddad.
Let's keep
I'll
it...
have a weird day. His granddad themed as well, so that's funny, isn't it?
Let's keep it light. Don't need to bring it down. Anyway, back to this guy's dead granddad. So he's been a prisoner of war... Coma induced accident at work in his 30s. Several heart attacks into old age. We were all asked to pay our respects around the hospital bed during one incident when the machine he was hooked up to started to kick off and the nurses came running. You can see the look of horror on faces of everyone around us around the bed as they started to check him out. It all calmed down miraculously. When the nurses left, he openly admitted he'd held his breath to see what would happen. What the fuck? I fucking corpsed while everyone else was still crying. And even when he finally died 10 years later, I found it very hard to be sad. And I'd like to think that was his plan. Fucking legend.
What a fucking legend.
Oh, Colin Hagen. That was absolutely superb. Granddad Hagen. What a fucking dude.
What a ledge.
I hope I've got that about me to be like, oh, this is boring. Is that what happens if you're hooked up and they've got all the monitors on? If you just hold your breath, like it kicks off like it's the trauma ward.
I mean, it must do. Otherwise, you're calling Colin Hagan a liar.
No.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, I'm not calling him a liar at all. I think it's fucking exceptional. Great. I am loving, by the way, all the stories about dead relatives and death and relatives. For some reason, yeah. It's really doing... Yeah, I love it.
Keep them coming in. haveawordpod@gmail.com. Someone messaged me yesterday and said, what's the email? And I sent him it and he said, oh, you should put it in your bio because I found it really hard to find it. I was like, we say it on every episode.
Yeah.
haveawordpod@gmail.com.
If you're that thick that you have to email someone independently, ignoring the podcast and all the other fucking places you can find the email, I probably don't want your email.
Shall we have a word from Vauxhall Comedy Club and then we'll have a word with our fucking listeners?
Oh, very professional. Now then, everyone, let's have a quick word about Vauxhall Comedy Club in that there London town. Now, obviously, there is a fucking pandemic going on. No one's going comedy for a while. But as soon as they are, if you live anywhere near London, if you're down visiting London and you fancy some stand-up, some of the best comics in the world will be playing Vauxhall Comedy Club, which is, surprise the fucking prize, in Vauxhall. So basically, they've helped the podcast out massively by sponsoring it in our time of need. And when we're out of the fucking bunker, when we do our first live tour of this podcast, the Have a Word show for London will be at the Vauxhall Comedy Club. If you're down there and you fancy seeing some stand-up after the apocalypse, give Vauxhall Comedy Club a try. In the meantime, give them a follow on Instagram at Vauxhall Comedy Club, on Twitter at Vauxhall Comedy, and on Facebook they're just Vauxhall Comedy Club. Join the mailing list so they can tell you when they're reopening and what they're doing. It's vauxhallcomedyclub.com. Adam's already played this room. I'm really looking forward to playing it. They do a bottomless booze ticket on a Friday and Saturday night. You get 90 minutes of stand-up, excellent TV comedians, up-and-coming talent, and also bottomless beer and wine. There's a spirit and mixer ticket for £35. There's just entry for 10. Be a good egg, give them a little follow, and we'll see you there after all this shit has blown over. Vauxhall Comedy Club, the tits.
You're listening to the funniest podcast in the game. It's Have a Word with Adam Rowe and Dan Nightingale.
Cool.
Yeah. I've got Lion King banging around my head. No one's saying be here. Now see here.
As I'm sure some of you are aware, tomorrow is going to be the first official lockdown lock-in. Me and Dan are going to have a bevy. You've got about another, I don't know, 12 hours to get any accents or impressions, any distinctive celebrities that you want us to try and do an impression of. Me and Dan are both going to try and do a load of them, and then you're going to vote and let us know who you think is the best at doing accents and impressions. But it's going to be fucking carnage, isn't it? Because we're going to be fucking six bevies in. It's going to be a laugh.
And also the guy who's like, right, we've all voted on it on Twitter, you need to get some Mad Dog 2020. I don't think we're going to be able to get it, you know, because I'm not even sure it exists anymore and there's a pandemic and you can't go to the shops. But good effort. I will be drinking the booze that we have in, which I think is three beers and then my wife's scented fucking gin. You're going to drink whiskey?
Lagavulin, 16-year God almighty. Scotch whiskey.
Can't wait for you to do a proper Have a Word with whiskey in you. What do you think they should do, Adam? Fuck off and die. All right. Keep it light.
So, got two Have a Words today. It's time for Have a Word with Adam and Dan. Saying it's all the problems that you have with your friends.
A little bit of funk.
The first one is with you. People want me to have a word with you, Daniel. We've had quite a lot of tweets from people who are fucking wound up with the way you're listing the episodes, okay? The first 26 of them were hashtag and then the number. So it was hashtag 1, hashtag 2, all the way up to hashtag 26. Then number 27, you turn to EP for episode, become episode 27. And the last one was NO for number 28. We need some fucking consistency. Do you want to do hashtags, eps, or number? Pick now.
Yeah, when you say we've had loads of emails, we've had one fucking tweet. I read it, dickhead.
We had fucking loads of tweets.
Behave yourself. And can I tell you, I totally understand and I feel your pain, but I've started editing. I've been started editing on my desktop after the first few months of editing on my laptop, and it's working so much easier. But like a bell end, I bought a cheap eBay colourful fucking keyboard. Because I was like, oh, this will look good. And it is a piece of Chinese shit. And it doesn't have on it It doesn't have hashtag on it. It doesn't have hashtag on it. So that is why it's changed to NO number, because I would love to still be like hashtag 26, hashtag 27, hashtag 28, but I bought a fucking $6.99 piece of crap that took a month and a half to get delivered from China, and now it's short of keys.
Okay, just go back to EP for me. That's better than no. EP 29 today, isn't it?
I don't give a fuck what you want or what anyone 29. Wants. It gets done how I do it. I'm in charge of that shit. Go back to EP, nasty bitch. God, I need a drink. But tomorrow's going to be fun, isn't it?
It's going to be fucking great. Right, second one, first proper one. Lids, Adam, Dave, love the podcast. It's the best thing about this shutdown, and I'm a proud £10 Patreon member.
Fucking also, good egg.
Thanks for the Beer 52 offer. You're a pair of legends. Well, thank you very much, Mark. We appreciate you, motherfucker.
Great way to get us on side, Mark. I reckon we're going to be on your side on this one.
Oh, you're going to love this one. It's granddad themed. Will you have a word with my granddad? He's in a nursing home, and he has been for a few years. He's a proper old school geezer ladies man. Usually we go and visit him a few times a week, but that's not allowed at the minute, and rightly so with what's going on. Yesterday we got a phone call from Angela, the woman who runs the home, and he's been a dirty old get.
Yes.
He's been trying it on with three different women in the home. None of the women know he's cracking on with two others, but the people who work there are worried that they're going to find out soon, and it's all going to kick off if he doesn't pack it in. I don't know if you've ever seen a kick off in an old people's home, but I can't imagine it's very pretty with that amount of catheters. Have a word with him, lads, and I'll get him to listen to the podcast. I reckon your humour is right up his street anyway, being the old filth bag he clearly is. Cheers from Mark.
I fucking love it. Could you imagine? Imagine if they put this podcast on the stereo in the old people's home. Never mind COVID-19. We could see off quite a few over 80s. Like, what are they saying? What's a lid? Oh. He's been trying to bang multiple nanas.
His granddad's name's Neil, by the way.
Granddad Neil.
Granddad Neil.
How old's Granddad Neil? He doesn't
say. Three different women.
Granddad Neil. Do you know what? Fucking go for it. Go for it, Neil. Come on. Innit? What else are you going to do? Like, come on. Being in old people's home must be fucking brutal. My nana and granddad were in one. And my granddad now, he's nearly 95, and he's basically said he'll top himself if anyone even says the word care home. He's like, don't worry about me. If I get one sniff of a care home, I've got tablets in the cupboard. You can't find them. I know where they are. I'll do myself in. That's how, and it's because they are fucking brutal. Everyone just sat round, all hating each other, being borderline racist. And if you can get a little bit of excitement in a care home, just fucking go for it, Neil. You dirty old bugger.
I can't remember whether I've told you about this on the podcast already. I hope not. But anyway, if this is a repeat to everyone, I'm sorry. My granddad, towards the end of his life, was in a care home, and he had a type of dementia, which meant his brain was essentially like 15 years ago. So he didn't recognise me. He recognised me dad, but he didn't recognise me, because obviously my dad hasn't changed over the last 15 years. But in his head, I'm a 13-year-old kid, right? But that also means that his wife is still alive, right, in his head. So he was in the care home one day, and there was a woman in the corner of like the little living room thing that they have with a fella who'd come to visit her, right? He was in a different care home. And they're having a little kiss in the corner, and my granddad got really pissed off because he thought it was me nan. He comes back to the room to me and my dad, and he's like, she's fucking carrying on right in front of me as well. Fucking dirty old slag. Do you know what? She's fucking welcome to me. He can have it. She's going to do that in front of me. Can you believe what a dirty old bitch she is? We're dying laughing because we can't even go, because you can't tell them Kathy's dead, because that's such a fucking, your world falling around apart. You just have to be like, yeah, she's been a bitch since she came.
You've got two choices. You either ruin his day by saying she's dead, or you just like keep it ruined by going, yeah, she's a bit of a slag. That is.
Once we turned up, and on my granddad's wall, he had a certificate, and I read it, and it said the winner of the Great Zimmer Frame Race So I asked them what had happened. The day before, they'd give all the pensioners a Zimmer frame and made them race in the garden.
What?
Yeah. And he won. And I thought he'd have done it just as like a joke or whatever. But he took it proper serious. He was like, oh, you won the Zimmer frame race. He was like, well, fucking course I did. You're fucking slow in here, mate. No one got anywhere near me.
Do you know, there's no sport on at the moment. I am so starved of sport right now. If we can arrange it, I would love to start putting some money down on fucking Nana racing. Oh, that'd be amazing. Look at Mildred go. She's pulled her tights up. She's ready.
And they're off. Coming out of trap one, we've got Margaret. Coming out of trap two, there's Mavis. Trap three has got Ian. Trap four is Frank. Frank has stolen an early lead here. He has stolen an early lead, but he is asthmatic. Let's hope he can get to the end. Dave is now catching up on the inside. Dave is really well. He's a slow starter, Dave, but he's really starting to catch up. Margaret has fell over. She has broken her other hip.
And Mavis then right.
Mavis and Frank heading towards the finish line. It's going to be Mavis or Frank. It's a photo finish. It's a photo finish. We've got to wait 4 days for these to get developed.
Right up on the inside rail, someone in a fucking electronic like wheelchair, which is basically performance enhancing substances when you're doing Nana racing. Oh, man. That is amazing. Oh, that, and you're asking me, would I like to live forever? Yeah, because I've had relatives in old people's homes, and fuck that noise.
Do you not want to go to a home?
I'm at that point now.
Would you rather be on your own? Would you rather be on your own? Your family's forgot about you. They don't really see you that much, and you're just in your own house. Or would you rather be in a home surrounded by other old people who all stink like a butcher's that's gone out of business as well?
Nothing's great. But you'd rather be where you are. Like it's 100%. Why are you even trying to live past 90? Well, someone will go, well, my nana was 90. She was skydiving at 97. Fuck off. It looks bleak past 85. If I don't, in a supermarket, when I see older people buying healthy food, like when you get to 70, if you're in decent shape, you really don't want to misjudge it. If you're too healthy at 70, you're going to overshoot it and still be alive at 98 when one of your fucking ears has dropped off. Like, you're all right, granddad, what's happened to your ear? That's dropped off. Why are you ill? No, it was fucking ancient. Bullshit. Don't be buying muesli at 73. Get a fucking cheeseburger.
Start chugging the cheeseburgers down at 70.
If I get to 70 and I'm looking too healthy, I'm going to start doing cocaine again. Fucking granddad Daniel's still going for it. And then watch me at the fucking Nana race in when I've got the Zimmer frame and fucking away. Should we call it a POD? Should we call it a POD?
What are we saying to Grandad Neil? Are we saying just crack on and try and shag the women?
Oh, mate. Get order, wrinkly puss. Fucking do it, mate. As long as it's consenting.
Yeah. Let's hope one of them gets dementia and he can just keep trying on the same chat appliance until it works.
That is a bit of a problem, isn't it, in the care homes. Like, even consent, if you've got dementia, you're gonna forget you've given it. So that was bleak.
Oh, fuck me. Now that is a podcast.
I think I said yes.
I can't wait to get drunk tomorrow. If this is what we're like sober, Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you right now, I think there is an expiry date on how long we can do six pods a week because it's sending me fucking mental. Adam, I love you to bits. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for a drinky pod.
Let's do it, man. Today's band is called Sometime Today. They're sick. Their song is called Tinderella and it's about the high demands of girls on dating apps. If you want to find this band after you listen to this tune, facebook.com/sometimetoday.band, youtube.com/sometimetodayband, Instagram is some_time_today, and SoundCloud is some-time-today. This is Sometime Today. This is their song. It's Tinderella. We'll see you tomorrow for the lockdown lock-in.
See you, lads.
Hey, where you from? K.A.O. Like to for your dog. Never gonna happen and never gonna comprehend. Is everybody good?